During the summer conference, our brother Matt Graham, he had the burden to share about the Apostle John, who is the Apostle of Recovery.
回来以后, 我在主面前就思想这件事。
So as I returned from the conference, I've been meditating before the Lord.
今天神在我们中间, 祂要恢复的是什么?
What does the Lord desire to recover from among us?
我里面有一点的感动, 乃是关乎主耶稣基督的见证。
And the Lord touched me a little. That he wants to recover the testimony of our Lord Jesus from among us.
历世历代以来, 魔鬼撒旦极力要来毁坏耶稣基督的见证。
From all history and generations, the enemy Satan has been trying to destroy this testimony.
然而神却定义要在他的教会中恢复耶稣基督的见证。
But God is determined to recover this testimony of his Son among his churches.
这耶稣基督的见证 就成为这一场属灵征战的那个中心。
So the testimony of our Lord Jesus became the center of this spiritual battle.
上个主日，我们弟兄也和我们交通了这一场关于这场属灵的征战。
And last Sunday, our brother also shared with us about something regarding the spiritual battle.
那什么是耶稣基督的见证呢？
So what is the testimony of our Lord Jesus?
简单的说，耶稣的基督的见证就是主耶稣基督的自己。
And we can put it simply, the testimony of Jesus Christ is Christ Himself.
神借着圣经向我们启示基督，见证基督。
The Lord revealed Christ to us through His Holy Bible.
约翰福音5章39节那里，主曾这么说：“你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的，就是这经。”
The Lord said it himself in John chapter 5, says, You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but it is these that testify about me.
当时主所指的乃是旧约圣经。
The Lord was referring to the Old Testament at that time.
因为当时新约圣经还没有成典。
Because the New Testament was not written yet.
然而今天对我们而言,
But to us today,
整个完整的新旧约圣经, 都是为我们主耶稣基督做见证。The
entire Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament testifies about Jesus.
而我们刚才所读的启示录是整本圣经的最后一卷书。
And the Revelation we just read was the last chapter, or the last book of the whole Bible.
启示录可以说是全本圣经最末了的一个总结。
In a way, it concludes the Bible at the end.
在这启示录里头最重要也是最中心的一个思想。
The most important and most central thought in the book of Revelation
可以说就总结在耶稣基督的见证这个词上
is this phrase, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
神借着启示他儿子将这样一个荣耀的见证托付给了教会。
The Lord gave us this glorious testimony of His Son through the revelation of Him.
神的心意就是要借着我们的生活和服事。
And this is God's desire, that through our lives and our service,
把耶稣基督见证出来, 彰显出来,
we can testify the Lord Jesus. We can magnify or manifest the Lord Jesus.
这就是神给教会, 也是给我们的那个托付。
And that is God's entrustment to us and to His church.
在启示录第一章里头, 我们看见主亲自来见证他自己。
The Lord, we see in the first chapter of Revelation, the Lord Jesus testifies for himself.
主说我是首先的。
He says, I am the first.
首先的这个希腊原文字是protos.
In the original Greek, he used the word protos.
这个字的意思呢, 不仅是在时间上是首先。
And this not only has the meaning that in terms of time, he's the first.
他也说到在重要性和在优先的顺序上面的那个首先。
But also in terms of importance or in terms of priority, he's the first.
所以主说他是首先的, 就是说到主是那个开始, 他也是那个优先。
He says he's the first, meaning he's the very beginning. He's also the priority.
我们的生活, 我们的聚集, 都应当是从主开始。
All of our life, our gathering before Him begins with Him.
而主在我们的生活中, 在我们聚会的里头, 祂都应当居首位, 祂应当有那优先的地位。
And in our lives, in our gathering, He should have that first place. He should have the first priority.
主说我是末后的。
He also says, I am the last.
请弟兄姐妹不要误会, 好像我们常常把主耶稣摆在最后面。
Do not confuse this as in saying that we also always put him last.
这里主说他是幕后的，乃是说到他是那个最终，他也是那个目的。
Here he says, I'm the last, meaning he is the end, he is the goal.
主应当是我们生活和我们聚会追求的那个最终的目标。
He is the end goal of all of our pursuit and all of our life.
主说他又是那存活的。
He says he is the living one.
这是说到主是生命。
Meaning he says he is life.
主是供应。
He is the supplier of life.
就像我们的生活乃是从我们的生命得着所有的供应。
Just like as we live here on the earth, there is a life within us that gives out all the supply.
同样的，无论在我们生活当中，在我们聚会的时候的任何需要，主永远是我们的供应。
In the same way, in our daily lives, in our gatherings, in any need, the Lord will supply it from His life.
最后主说，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And then he says, I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys to death and of Hades.
这是说到主是复活，他是能力。
He says, here the Lord is resurrection and power.
主是我们生活中，也是我们聚会里头，胜过任何死亡因素的那个能力。
He is the power in which we can overcome any elements of death in our lives.
姐妹，我们发现我们在今天在生活当中，
we notice this in our lives.
我们常常软弱。
We often become weak.
我们也常常受伤。
We sometimes become wounded.
为什么会有这个情形呢？
And why is that?
乃是仇敌撒旦，他用各样的方式将死亡要充满在我们生活当中。
It's because we have an enemy, Satan. He is trying to fill our life with death.
我们发现我们似乎很难能够胜过仇敌这一切的计谋和攻击。
And in ourselves, it's almost impossible to overcome all the attacks of the enemy.
然而感谢主，因为他是复活，他是那个能力。
But we thank the Lord, He is the resurrection.
所以今天我们靠着我们的主，我们能够胜过这一切所有任何死亡的因素。
And by Him, we can overcome all death around us.
这是主在启示录第一章里他为自己所做的见证。
So here in the first chapter of Revelation, the Lord Jesus testifies for himself.
这也是在初期教会使徒和门徒们他们为主所做的见证。
And this is also the testimony that the apostles and all the disciples bore in that first generation church.
那是他们为耶稣基督所做真实的见证。
And it was a true testimony.
所以我们看见在初期教会的时候，那个耶稣基督的见证是那样的刚强，那样的明亮，那样子有能力。
So we see that the testimony of Jesus was very strong, was very bright, full of power.
弟兄姐妹，今天这是不是我们所做的见证呢？
Is that still our testimony today?
当我们不能按着主所示的来为他做见证的时候，
If we cannot testify to who God is,
如果他在我们生活当中，他不是首先，他也不是幕后。
If he is not the first or the last in our lives,
如果他在我们生活当中，他不是我们唯一的供应。
If he is not the only supplier of life in us,
他不是我们唯一的满足。
If he is not our only satisfaction,
兄姐妹，神就要在我们中间，在你我身上来恢复耶稣基督的见证。
Then there is a testimony that needs to be recovered in us.
恢复耶稣基督的见证，这是神荣耀的心意。
And this is God's glorious purpose.
使徒约翰是神在历史历代当中恢复耶稣基督见证所使用的器皿之一。
The Lord uses Apostle John as one of the vessels he uses to recover this purpose.
在这末了的世代
But in this end time,
恢复耶稣基督的见证是神非常重要的一个工作。
And this is To recover his testimony is one of the most important works of God.
美国人弟兄在夏令会当中，他提到啊，神如何使用器皿来恢复耶稣基督在教会中的那个见证。
Brother McGraham mentioned at the conference how the Lord uses different vessels to recover his work.
他提到当彼得在五旬节把福音的网一撒，我们看见得人如得鱼。
He mentioned how Peter was the one who cast the net. During Pentecost, he became fisher of men.
他也提到主是如何使用保罗来建造神的教会，成为基督的身体。
He also mentioned how Apostle Paul was the tent builder, and the Lord uses this vessel to build up his church.
而当使徒约翰蒙召的时候，他乃是正在补网。
And when the Lord first called out to John, he was mending nets.
因为那个网破了，那个网失去它应该有的功用。
Because at that time John's fishing net was broken and it has lost its function.
在第一世纪，当耶稣基督的见证从教会中失落的时候，神就使用约翰来恢复教会应当有的功用。
So in the same way, during the first century church, when the testimony of Jesus became lost, the Lord uses John to recover that purpose.
弟兄姐妹，见证耶稣基督是教会在地上最重要的一个功用。
To testify our Lord Jesus is the most important purpose and work of the church on the earth.
也可以说，恢复耶稣基督见证的实际是今天神在你我在教会当中所最重要的一件事情。
To recover the reality of his testimony is the most important work he's doing among us in our gathering and in you and I.
神要在信主的人身上，也要在他的教会当中来恢复耶稣基督应有的地位和实际。
The Lord wants to recover the place, the rightful place of Christ in our lives, in all those who believe in him.
我们弟兄在信息当中向我们发出了一个警戒。
Our brother, during his message, he warned us.
他说像我们这样的聚会当中，我们常常弟兄姐妹们会说到神永远的旨意，也会说到愿主快来。
In gatherings like ours, we always mention the eternal purpose of God, where we say, may the Lord come quickly.
但是神永远的旨意和主的快来究竟有没有真实影响到我们在生活当中所做的决定呢？
But has his eternal purpose or his coming directly influenced our decision making and our lives?
换句话说，我们在生活当中所做大小的决定，无论是我们在生活或是我们的工作，
All the great and small decisions we make, either in life or in our works,
或是我们孩子的学习，或是参与课外活动的安排等等，
or in regard to our children's life or their extracurriculum activities,
究竟有没有因着神永远的旨意和主的再来而产生一个影响呢？
Has the purpose of God or His coming directly influence our decisions.
弟兄姐妹，这是关乎到耶稣基督见证的那个实际。
And this has everything to do with the reality of His testimony in our lives.
今天神不是要看我们知道的有多少。
Today the Lord is not looking to see how much you know.
神也不是要看我们讲的有多好听。
Or how well we can preach.
神乃是要看在你我的生活中。
But he's looking into your life and my life.
要看在我们的聚会当中究竟有没有耶稣基督见证的实际。
He's looking into our gathering to see whether there is truly a reality of his testimony.
当在你我的生活里，
in our lives,
在我们的家中，
in our family,
在教会里头失去了我们应当有的那个功用，
in our church gathering, if we have lost that function,
神就要来恢复。
Then the Lord is doing a recovery work.
神要在你我身上，
He wants to work in us,
在我们的家中，
in our family,
在我们的聚会里头来恢复耶稣基督见证的那个实际。
In our gatherings, he wants to recover the reality of the testimony of his son.
我想从启示录里头写给以弗所教会和老底嘉教会的两封书信和弟兄姐妹一同来交通，今天我觉得主在我们中间所要做的恢复的工作。
So this morning I want to share from these two letters that the Lord is writing to the Church of Ephesus and Church of Laodicea and to see what the Lord is trying to recover from among us.
第一就是要恢复我们里面那个起初的爱。
First, from the Church of Ephesus, we see he wants to recover that first love.
第二就是要恢复在聚会里头主同在的实际。
And secondly, from Laodicea,We need to recover the reality of his presence in our midst.
当使徒约翰写信给亚西亚的七个教会，
As the Lord told Apostle John to write letters to seven churches.
这七封书信的结构呢是一样的。
And the structure of all these letters are similar.
它都包括了三个部分。
It all included three portions.
第一部分是说到关乎主的特性。
First, it talks about who the Lord is.
这是衡量教会的那个标准。
And that is the only standard he uses to.
第二部分说到主对教会的那个责备。
And he has admonitions towards the church.
这是显明教会的那个问题。
And it reveals the problems he found at church.
第三部分则是说到主的恢复，并给 得胜者的应许。
And third, it talks about his recovery and also the promise to those who overcome.
而这三个方面呢，是相互呼应的，是彼此关联的。
And all three of these portions, are correlated together.
因此，我们从这七封书信可以看到一个共同的重点。
So we see a very important point from all these letters.
就是神衡量教会的唯一的标准。就是耶稣基督。
The only standard that the Lord uses to judge His church is His Son Jesus Christ.
或者我们可以这么说，神看一个教会是否能够满足神的心意，乃是根据他能不能彰显出耶稣基督的见证。
Or you can see whether the Lord is satisfied with the church, or whether He can fully satisfy His heart. It's determined by whether it can testify Christ.
神要借着耶稣基督某方面的特性。来衡量并显明教会在这个见证的托付上面是否忠心。
The Lord uses the character of Jesus as a judgment to see whether a church can be faithful as a testimony.
我们先来看这个写给以弗所教会的书信，主要来恢复我们里面起初的爱。
So、we first want to look at the church of Ephesus to see what the Lord is doing with them.
在这里说到，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的。
It describes Jesus as one who holds the seven stars in his right hand.
这告诉
one who walks among the seven golden lampstands.
Sorry, 这告诉我们那七个金灯台乃是预表七个教会，它是一个背景。
It gives that seven golden lampstand as a background.As seven churches.
那个主题乃是耶稣基督。
But the central theme is Christ.
这里说到他右手拿着七星。
It talks about there are seven stars in his right hand.
是告诉我们教会是在神能力的保守，在主能力的保守之下。
Means the, by his power he upholds and sustains all the churches.
而他在七个金灯台中间行走，乃是告诉我们他在他的教会当中来寻找并要恢复他自己的见证。
And as we see him walking among the seven lampstands, he's walking to search and to recover his own testimony.
弟兄姐妹，这带给我们何等的安慰。
And this really comforts us.
教会是主的。
Because we are, the church is, belongs to the Lord.
见证也是主的。
And the testimony belongs to the Lord.
我们人或许会软弱失败。
Perhaps us as men will become weak and we
fail. 但是耶稣基督的见证永远不失败。
But the testimony of Jesus cannot fail.
在这里，主对以弗所教会有一个责备。
And here the Lord has a rebuke to the church of Ephesus.
就指出以弗所教会的问题乃是把起初的爱心离弃了。
He points out the problem that they have, that they have left their first love.
以弗所教会从外面来看
，On the outside，
他们为主的名有行为，有劳碌，也有忍耐。
The church of Ephesus, for the sake of the Lord, they have deeds, they have toil, and they have perseverance.
并且还有属灵的分辨力。
They also have spiritual discernment.
因为他们能够试验出那些假使徒。
Because they have tested the false prophets.
这些事主说我都知道。
The Lord says, I know all of your work.
主虽然知道。
Even though he knows it.
但主却不一定称许。
But he is not necessarily commending it.
我们人常常喜欢是看外面。
So often, us as men, we like to see the outside.
神却是看重我们的里面。
But the Lord sees us from the inside.
我们中国人喜欢说哈一句话，没有功劳也有苦劳，是不是
？Sometimes as Chinese, we have a phrase saying, "Even if I didn't accomplish anything, we still have efforts."
在这里，主却告诉我们，不能用外面的行为和劳碌来代替我们里面向着他的那个爱。
But here the Lord is saying our outward effort cannot replace that inward, the inner love that we have.
我们知道教会与基督的关系就像夫妻的关系。
We know the relationship between the church and the Lord is like a husband and a wife.
我们常听到夫妻在彼此埋怨的时候会这么说。
And we often hear when the husband and wife quarrels, they will say to each other,
我为这个家做牛做马，你怎么还不满意呢？
I have labored and toiled for this family. How can you still not be satisfied?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有说过或听过这样的话呢？
Have you said this yourself, or have you heard your spouse say this?
弟兄姐妹，做牛做马是很好的。
Yes, it is good to be laboring and toiling for the family.
但是我们不能够用我们的行为、劳碌和忍耐来代替里面那个起初的。
But our work, our toil, our perseverance, even cannot substitute the love within us.
当爱失去了。
If we have lost the love,
夫妻关系肯定要出问题。
Then the spousal relationship must have problems.
同样的，当教会失去了那向着主的起初的爱，
In the same way, if a church has lost the love for the Lord,
就再不能能够为主做那美好的见证。
And it cannot be a testimony for who God is.
主说，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
The Lord says, otherwise I will come to you and remove the lampstand from you.
灯台就预表着见证。
That lampstand is a symbol for testimony.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等严肃的事情。
How severe this is.
因为我们不要靠着我们外面为主所做的来代替了我们里面向着主那起初的爱。
Let us not use all the outward works to substitute for the true a genuine love from us.
什么是起初的爱呢？
What is a first love?
这里这个起初的以和前面那里主说他是首先的这两个原文字呢是同一个。
And this is actually the same word that the Lord uses as he says, I am the first. Here he talks about first love.
起初的爱不仅说到我们初蒙恩的时候我们感受到主舍命的爱。
Not only in terms of chronologically when we first believed in him, it was that first love that we experienced.
不单是在那个时间的那个起初
It was not in, only in the first in terms of time.
起初的爱更是说到那个上好的爱
But it also speaks of the best love.
那个优先的爱
The love that takes priority.
弟兄姐妹我们还记得当主的爱初次临到我们的时候
We might still remember when the love of Christ first came to us.
我们的心向着主是那样的单纯
Our heart was so simple towards the Lord.
是那样的专一
It was so simple and single before the Lord.
那样的那时候主无论对我们有什么要求
When we first experience His love, no matter what He demands of us,
我们都是那么愿意答应他
We were so willing to obey Him.
原谅我分享一个自己刚刚蒙恩的那时候的一个小见证
You were to forgive me, I want to share a littlesmall testimony when I first believed.
那实在当时实在是被主的爱给摸着。
Truly the love of God touched me.
我从心里面答应主的呼召。
And I was answering all of his callings.
虽然那时候希望能够留在美国寻找工作。
At that time I wanted to stay in America to look for a job.
那经过将近一年很长的时间一直没有能够找着工作。
But after over a year I still couldn't find a job.
就在那个时候主的爱激励了我
But during that time, His love really touched my heart.
叫我能够从心里面向主有这样的祷告
So that I can have such a prayer before Him.
无论主要带我回台湾
Saying whether you want to lead me back to Taiwan.
去大陆
Or go to the mainland China.
去印度
Or go to India.
甚至到非洲
or,
我都愿意
Or even if you want to take me to Africa, I'm willing.
弟兄姐妹那是主起初的爱在里头激励我们
Truly, I felt that it was that first love.It's constraining and impelling me.
那时候，无论我们读经、聚会、传福音、向人做见证。
At that time, whether we're reading the Bible or we're gathering with saints or we're sharing the gospel,
都是那样的自然。
Everything seems so natural.
不是因着责任。
It wasn't because of duty.
也用不着人来提醒我们。
Nobody needed to remind us.
就是因着那起初的爱在我们里头
It was because we were touched by the first love
在我们里头来驱动我们的生活
And it's driving all of our life and giving us strength
可是不知道从什么时候开始
But we don't know when it started
我们发现读经好像也不再有那么有滋味
Gradually we realize reading the Bible is no longeras tasteful
我们参与服事好像也不是那么的喜乐
and there's no longer that joy as we participate in service
我们好像也不像起初的时候那样天天盼望着每个周末能够来参加聚会
and we no longer have that burning desire that we enjoy going to gatherings
弟兄姐妹这是什么原因呢
why is that
很可能是我们失去了那起初的爱
very likely it's perhaps because we have left our first love
起初的爱也说到那个上好的爱
It also speaks the best love
那个首先的爱
The love that takes priority
记得在路加福音21章那里有一位穷寡妇做了一件事
Remember in the Lord recorded in Luke chapter 21 There was a poor widow
就是她奉献两个小钱
And she gave two small copper coins
那是一件很小的事情
It was a very very small offering
今天如果她坐在我们中间很可能没有人会注意到
If she was among us today perhaps no one will notice her
也没有人会看重她所做的这件事情
Nobody will value the offering she made
然而主却看重并且宝贵这个穷寡妇所做的
Yet the Lord valued and treasured what she had offered.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为她所做的乃是出于那个起初的爱。
Because what she offered out of that first love.
这个穷寡妇因着爱。
Because of love.
她把她一切养生的都献给神。
He says this poor widow has offered all that she had to live on.
曾经有弟兄这么说。
And there was a brother that used to say this.
主不是看我们拿出来的有多少。
The Lord is not looking at how much we offer.
主乃是看我们为自己留下的有多少。
The Lord is looking at how much we are keeping for ourselves.
这个穷寡妇把她仅有的
and,
把她所有的
And this poor widow, she gave all she had.
她所做的见证是
And the testimony she bore.
她的神她的主配得着她的上好
was that her God, her Lord, is worthy to receive her best.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是我们今天的见证呢
？Is that our testimony today?
对这位穷寡妇来说
，and for this poor widow,
主是她生命中的优先。
The Lord takes priority in her life.
所以她愿意把她所有的、仅有的。都拿来献给主。
So she was willing to offer all that she had to live on.
同姐妹，今天我们若觉得我们做不到这位穷寡妇所做的
，Brothers and sisters, if we feel that we cannot do what she does,
这原因很简单。
The reason is simple.
就是我们离开了那起初的爱。
That we do not have that first love.
主如何来恢复我们呢
？How can the Lord recover us?
主说应当回想。你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
The Lord says, "Remember from where you have fallen, and do the deeds you did at first."
弟兄姐妹，我常觉得悔改不能是光悔不改。
I always felt that repentance cannot only be a confession, and not has no deeds of change.
我觉得这常是我们的一个问题。
And this often is our problem.
我们常常因着主的话，因着圣灵的光照而懊悔。
Very often, because of the word of the Lord, or because of the light of the Holy Spirit, we feel penitence.
我们心里虽然懊悔
，and in our heart we feel sorrowful.
但是我们却常常没有改正我们的行为。
Yet we do not repent and change.
弟兄姐妹，讲到悔改，不仅心里面要懊悔，并且要改正我们的行动。
There is not only a sorrow.In our heart, but there needs to be an action to take change.
这里主告诉我们说要行起初所行的事。
Here the Lord says, do the deeds you did at first.
因为我不知道你们想过哈，到底主要我们行什么才是起初所行的事。
I don't know if you have wondered, what does the Lord want us to do so that we can, it qualifies to be the deeds we did at first?
其实多年来我常常想这件事情。
For many years, I've always pondered on this.
那感谢主，我最近好像比较明白了。
And we thank the Lord, lately, it seems that he has made it clear to me.
起初所行的事，简单的说，就是从起初的爱所激励而行出来的。
The deeds that we did at first, or the deeds that we did because of that first love.
神要恢复我们里面的爱。
The Lord wants to restore that love in us.
叫我们一切所行的都是从这个起初的爱所生发出来。
So that all of our work can be produced from this love.
换句话说，当我们里面有了这个起初的爱。
In another word, if we can recover the love within us.
或是说，当我们一直活在这起初的爱里。
Or we continue to live from this love.
因着这个爱在我们里面激励。
Because of the impelling work of the love.
因着这个爱在我里面给我们有一个动力。
Because it gives us energy.
叫我们一切所行的都是因着爱主而行出来。
So all the things that we do, all the works, our deeds, we do it because we love the Lord.
也就是说，当我们里面有了这起初的爱。
In another word, if we have the first love.
我们外面一定会有这爱的行为。
Then outwardly, we must have deeds that qualify for the first love.
我相信这是这里所说起初所行的事。
So this is, I believe this is what it means to do the deeds at first.
我顺带说一下，这里讲到起初所用的希腊文字，也是跟那个首先的 和那个起初的爱是同一个。
And again, when the same Greek word is used here, protos, as the first.
我们看见这穷寡妇能够把她上好的来献给主。
And we see this poor widow was willing to give her best and her all to the Lord.
是因为那起初的爱在她里头是真实的，是新鲜的，是活泼的。
It is because there is a first love within her which is true and fresh and new.
是因为她一直活在这个起初的爱里。
Because she's living out of the love.
弟兄姐妹，如果早晨我要求弟兄姐妹说，你们从今天开始，你们要多花一点时间来读圣经。
If this morning I make demands of you saying that you have to read more Bible,
你要再多参加周三的祷告聚会。
You need to come to Wednesday night prayer meetings more frequently.
然后呢，虽然你已经有服事了呢，但是我要求你再参与更多的服事。
And perhaps you may already have involved in services, but if I make demand of you saying you need to serve more,
或是我说在一个简单的小事能够提早的来到聚会当中来预备。
Or even, I say, from a very small matter, that I demand that you come to church earlier to prepare yourself before meetings.
兄姐妹，你会有什么反应？
What would your reaction be?
你是不是会觉得说，我已经花这么多时间在主的身上？
Perhaps we all feel that we have already spent a lot of time on the Lord.
我已经比别人摆上更多的时间来参与服事。
I have already offered more of my time than others in service.
弟兄姐妹，当我们离开了那起初的爱，
But when we have left the first love,
一天要花半个小时读圣经，我们可能都会觉得太多了。
If we spend half an hour in reading the Bible, then we might feel it is too long.
我们若是离开了那起初的爱，
If we have left that first love,
我们自然会觉得每一周参加两次聚会已经很好。
Naturally, we feel it is already enough to go to gathering twice a week.
我们若是离开了起初的爱，
If we have already left that first love,
当我们服事的时候，难免在我们心里面就会有一些低估。
It is so easy that we start to murmur and as we serve God.
早晨愿主的光来照明我们里面的光景。
May the Lord truly shed His light in the inner condition.
让他能够将这起初的爱更多的恢复在我们里面。
So that he can indeed recover that first love within us.
叫我们一切所行的。
So that all that our deeds, our work,
都是出于这起初的爱。
It will be because of that first love.
都是出于甘心乐意。
It will be because that we're willing.
是单要讨主的喜悦。
So that he can be pleased.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
今天世人能不能从我们身上看见？
Can the world see Christ from us?
主在我们生活中，他配得拿上好的。
Can the world see that the Lord is worthy of our best?
主能，人能不能从你我的服事当中
，Can people see this from our services?
能够看见主配得着那首先的爱。
That people can see that the Lord is worthy to receive our best love.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得这是今天神在我们当中要恢复的一个耶稣基督见证的一个实际。
I felt strongly that this is what the Lord wants to recover, a reality of His testimony.
叫我们一切所行的都出于那起初的。
So that all of our deeds, our action, it is driven by that first love.
叫我们能够把那我们的上好的，把我们的优先都能够来献给神。
So our best, our priority can all belong to Him.
在第二方面，借着写给老吕家教会的书信，我们来看神愿意来恢复在聚会当中主同在的实际。
Secondly, through the letters to Church of Laodicea, he wants to see that he wants to recover his presence within his gatherings.
在这书信当中，主的特性说到，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的。
Here the Lord describes himself as the Amen.The faithful and the true witness.
在神创造万物之上为元首的。
The beginning of the creations of God.
主耶稣是神的阿们。
The Lord Jesus is the Amen of the Father.
主在地上一切所言所行，父神都说阿们。
Everything Jesus said and done on the earth, the Father sees it and say Amen.
我们的主也是诚信真实的来为神做见证。
He is also the faithful and true witness.
他的见证到一个地步，连他的仇敌都承认说，我们的主是诚诚实实的为神做见证。
Even his witness was so true to a point, even the enemies confessed that his witness was true.
因为主的见证都是真实的。
Because all of his witness, his testimony is real.
连他的仇敌也都必须承认。
Even the enemies will confess that.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天神在我们当中要恢复的一个见证的实际。
And that is the reality the Lord wants to recover.
而当我们来到老李家教会的时候，我们看见他们乃是处在一个那属灵的虚假的光景里。
But we see the church of Laodicea, they are in the spiritual falsehood.
主责备他们说
,The Lord rebukes them.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。
Saying, I know your deeds, you are neither cold nor hot.
他们也说老李家教会，主责备老李家教会说，你说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing.
主说，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
所以老李家教会的问题是，他们乃是在一个属灵的骄傲或是一个属灵的虚假的里头。
So their problem is that out of a spiritual pride, they live in a falsehood.
所以中文说到也不冷也不热呢，我觉得也可以说是假冷假热。
And here it says, you are neither cold nor hot, or perhaps we can see as they are falsely cold or falsely hot.
你说他热嘛，他又不真的热。
If you say he's hot, he's not really hot.
你说他冷呢，他又不真的冷。
You say they're cold, but they're not really cold.
主说，我巴不得你或冷或热。
The Lord says, I wish that you were cold or hot.
主的意思是说，至少你是真实的。
At least you are genuine.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天向着主是真实的吗？
Today, are we genuine before the Lord?
今天我们若是向着主有那真实的火热，我们感谢赞美主。
If we truly have a genuine zealousness before the Lord, then we thank Him.
我们若是向着主是真的冷淡，主也还有办法来帮助我。
If we're truly genuinely cold towards Him, then He has ways to help us.
最怕的就是也不冷也不热。
The worst is if we're neither cold or hot.
主说，我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Then the Lord says, I will spit you out of my mouth.
同姐妹，主非常厌恶一个虚假的情形。
The Lord hates falsehood.
盼望我们能够明白这件事情。
We hope we all understand this.
好叫我们能够在主面前是真实的。
So before the Lord, we can be genuine.
我相信有弟兄姐妹从前会觉得说，那个温的岂不比冷的好吗？
Some before brothers and sisters may say, perhaps lukewarm is better than cold.
弟兄姐妹，在主的眼中却不是这样。
But it is not so in the eyes of the Lord.
因为当我们处在一个温水的状态，
because if we're lukewarm,
主他不能在我们身上来恢复，来拯救我们。
The Lord doesn't have a way to save us or to recover us.
因为我们自己觉得自己还不错。
But because we feel that ourselves is pretty good.
我们常说到老底嘉教会是从腓拉铁非教会堕落之后的光景。
Some people say that Laodicea is the condition after the church of Philadelphia had fallen.
我们知道腓拉铁非教会是满足神心意的一个教会。
Because we see the Church of Philadelphia is one who truly satisfies the heart of God.
然而老底嘉是从那个光景里头坠落了。
But Laodicea has fallen from that condition.
他们曾经因着神的恩典，从神领受许多真理的亮光。
By God's grace, they have received much truth and much light.
他们也曾经靠着圣灵进入了他们所得着这些真理的启示。
And they have also entered into the reality and the revelation by the Holy Spirit.
从外面看来，他们好像还保存着这光荣的传统和仪式。
From the outside, they have kept all the good traditions and the rituals.
但是他们却失去了那属灵的实际。
But they have lost that reality in the spirit.
他们因着属灵的骄傲。
Because of the pride they have in the spirit.
他们觉得自己还挺好的。
They felt that they are pretty good.
渐渐的就变得向着主是不冷不热。
Gradually, they become neither cold or hot.
他们因着属灵的骄傲。
Because of their pride,
自以为什么都有，
they thought they have everything.
却不知道教会的主已经不在他们中间了。
Yet they don't even know that the Lord is no longer with them.
主要来在他们中间 来恢复那个属灵的实际。
But the Lord is still coming to recover that spiritual reality.
什么是属灵的实际呢？
What is that reality?
简单的说，属灵的实际就是主的同在。
Very simply, the reality is that Jesus is with them.
主在哪里，那里就有属灵的实际。
Wherever the presence of God is, there is reality.
因为我们的主是那位诚信真实做见证的。
Because he says he is the faithful and true witness.
他是那位真实的主。
He is the true God.
只有他在那里，那里才有属灵的实际。
Wherever he is, there is truthfulness.
主的
reality.
所以我们可以说，主的同在就是教会属灵的实际。
So the presence of God, the presence of Christ is the reality of the church.
在夏令会当中，弟兄提醒我们。
Our brother reminded us at the conference.
真实的属灵光景不是根据我们怎么看我们自己。
A true spiritual condition does not depend on how we look at ourselves.
乃是要根据主怎么看我们。
But how the Lord will look at us.
只有在主同在的光中，我们才能够认清楚我们自己真实属灵的光景。
Only when we are in the light of His presence, then we can see our true conditions.
今天我们可能在外面，我们还有读经，有祷告，有聚会，有服事。
Hourly, perhaps we still have Bible reading, we have prayers,We have gatherings and we have our services.
虽然我们一周一周的聚会，我们一周一周的参与服事。
And we can gather before, with the saints, we can serve God week after week.
但是我们属灵生命是否有真实的被主改变呢？
But is our spiritual life truly changing before God?
我们爱主的心是否是越过越火热呢？
Is our love before Him more and more fervent as we live?
还是我们不知不觉，我们也像老李家教会一样变得也不冷也不热。
Or are we like the Laodiceans? We become gradually cold, neither cold or hot.
主说你要发热心，也要悔改。
But the Lord says, be zealous and repent.
我们如何能够让主把他同在的实际恢复在我们中间？
How can the Lord recover the reality of His presence among us?
首先，我们必须谦卑的来到主审判的光中。
First, we need to humbly come before Him into the light of His judgment.
让主先让我们看见我们自己真实的情形。
To allow Him to show us our true condition.
当我们看见自己的困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的时候。
If we truly see that we are wretched and miserable and blind and naked.
我们才会知道说我们要回到主的面前。
Then we will know to say we need to return to the Lord.
主说我劝你向我买。
The Lord says, I advise you to buy from me.
向主买的意思就是说要付代价。
What does it mean to buy from him? That means that we need to pay a price.
不错，救恩是神白白的恩典。
Yes, salvation is a free gift.
但是要做主的见证是需要付上代价的。
But to bear a testimony, there is a price that we need to pay.
而这最大的代价就是舍己。
And that greatest price is to deny ourselves.
我们若不学习舍己，我们就不能为主做那美好的见证。
If we do not learn to deny and offer ourselves, then we cannot be a testimony.
不仅我们要向主买，我们还要听见主在门外叩门的声音。
Not only we need to buy from him, but we also need to hear him knocking outside the door.
主说，若听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他他与我一同坐席。
He says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come into him and will dine with him.
弟兄姐妹，今天复活的主是否真实的在我们中间呢？
Brothers and sisters, is the living God, the resurrected Christ, truly his presence, is he with us?
今天我们的主是否真实的是与我们一同坐席呢？
Is the reality of Christ dining with us?
在路加福音二十四章里头讲到有两位往以马忤斯去的门徒。
In Luke chapter 24, there was two disciples after the death of Christ. They went on a journey to Emmaus.
虽然复活的主与他们同行，他们却不认识他。
And the Lord Jesus, the resurrected Lord, walked with them, but they did not recognize him.
弟兄姐妹，可能吗？
Is that possible? Sometimes we ask.
今天有没有可能复活的主在我们中间，我们却不认识他呢？
Is it possible that the resurrected Lord is sitting among us and we do not recognize him?
从他们身上我们看见是可能的。
And we see from their story that it's possible.
然而宝贵的是
But what is most precious?
当他们到家的时候，主耶稣要继续往前走，他们就勉强主耶稣，请他留下来与他们同住。
And when they arrived at Emmaus, Jesus was as if he was walking on, and so they forced him to stay with him.
同学们，有些时候啊，我们是可以勉强主的。
And sometimes the Lord shows us we can force him.
我们照着他的心意来勉强他。
According to his will, we make him to stay with us.
我们看见这两个门徒啊，就享受主的同在。
And they truly enjoyed God's presence.
我们看见到了他们坐席的时候
And as they dined and had supper together
主拿起饼来祝谢了
The Lord took the bread, gave thanks
拨开就分给他们
As the Lord broke the bread and gave to them
弟兄姐妹这似乎提醒我们就是在主被卖的那一夜
And it's a reminder of that same night as when the Lord was betrayed
这里说出一个非常重要的属灵原则
And here is a very important spiritual principle.
就是复活的主在他们中间不是外人也不是做客的
And that this resurrected Lord is not a guest among them.
在他们的那个宴席中间复活的主耶稣是那个宴席的主人
On their supper feast, he's not a guest, but he's the master, he's the Lord. He's
也就是说主在他们中间得着了主所当得的那个地位。
Or in a way, again, the Lord has received his rightful place among them.
所以我们看见是主拿起饼来祝谢拨开分给他们。
So it was the Lord who took the bread and broke it and gave to them.
圣经告诉我们他们眼睛就明亮就认出了这位复活的主耶稣。
And the Bible tells us, then their eye become enlightened. They recognize Jesus.
弟兄姐妹我们是否盼望每一次我们主日在主的宴席中间聚集的时候，我们都能够眼睛明亮，能够遇见我们复活的主。
Do we not all desire that every time we gather before His table, our eyes can be enlightened, that we can meet the Lord Jesus?
因为这是何等重要的一件事情。
How important this will be.
因为当他们认出了这位复活的主之后
，As they recognize the resurrected Lord,
他们便立即起身。回到耶路撒冷去。
They immediately they got up and returned to Jerusalem.
他们才刚回家，他们回耶路撒冷做什么呢
？They just arrived at Emmaus. Then what are we? Why are they going back to Jerusalem?
他们乃是去为这位复活的耶稣基督做见证。
They returned to Jerusalem to bear testimony for the resurrected Lord.
就是做耶稣基督复活的见证。
To testify that Jesus is risen again.
我们看见这两个门徒。他们回到以马忤斯和他们再去耶路撒冷在路上的情形是截然不同的。
So we see these two disciples, on their journey to Emmaus and on their journey back to Jerusalem, their condition was completely different.
他们回以马忤斯的时候是灰心失望。
As they returned to Emmaus, they were completely despondent. They were disappointed.
当他们再去耶路撒冷的路上
，But when they went back to Jerusalem.
我相信他们是昂头挺胸。
I believe they were full of joy.
他们心里火热。
Their head was held high, and their heart was burning with joy.
他们非常的振奋。
And they were encouraged.
因为他们迫不及待要到门徒中间，要到世人中间。来为复活的主耶稣基督做见证。
They could not wait until they returned to among the saints and also even in the world to bear testimony that Jesus is risen.
弟兄姐妹，这是主今天在我们中间所要恢复的。
And this is what the Lord wants to recover from among us.
就是叫我们每个主日早晨与主一同坐席之后
that as we come before Him and dine with Him every Sunday,
我们回去的时候是不一样的。
That we will be different as we return.
我们每一个都能够为复活的主做美好的见证。
That when we return, we can all bear testimony of the Lord who is risen.
那我们就要思想弟兄姐妹，当我们一同在主面前擘饼纪念主的时候。
And so as we consider how we break bread and remember Him,
主是否在我们中间？得着他当得的地位呢
Does the Lord have his rightful place among us?
当我们一同聚集的时候
When we gather,
如果我们每一个人都来学习安静等候
If we can learn to quiet our heart and wait before him,
我们每一个人都学习舍己不照着自己的意思
If we can all learn to deny ourselves and not follow our own desires.
我们每一个人都学习顺从圣灵的感动和带领。
If we learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
或开口祷告，或选诗歌。
Whether in opening our mouth to pray or to select the hymn,
这样的聚集便叫我们的当中满了主自己丰富的同在。
Then His presence will be with us abundantly.
弟兄姐妹，当主丰富的与我们聚会同在的时候
when he bless the church and his gathering with his presence,
我们就要看见弟兄姐妹个个都要被主改变。
Then we'll see every brother and sister will be changed by him.
个个都能够在家中，在我们工作的职场当中来为复活的主做见证。
Everyone can return to their home or return to their workplace and bear testimony for the Lord.
最近有一位我们新认识的姐妹来到我们聚会当中。
Lately, we just met a new sister who came to our midst.
这位姐妹在一个极大的难处里头。
And she was in a great difficulty.
虽然很少人知道她的那个难处。
Even though very few people knew about her troubles.
但是她来到我们的聚会里头。
But she came to our gathering.
感谢主。
And we really thank the Lord.
在聚完会，回家的车上。
As she returned from the gathering.
这位姐妹告诉我们，她如何在聚会中她遇见了主。
And as she was sitting in the car with us, she told us how she met the Lord.
因为她被主改变了。
And even at that gathering, she was changed by the Lord.
她本来因着一个官司，她心里面七上八下。
Because of a lawsuit, she had a lot of trouble in her heart.
他很怕这个诉讼，如果他输了，他就失去他的一切。
She was afraid that if she had lost the lawsuit, then she would lose everything.
所以来聚会前，他心里头是非常不平安的。
So on the way to church, she had a lot of trouble in her heart.
但是当他在聚会中遇见了主
，But as she was met by the Lord during the gathering,
他亲口告诉我们说，他里面满了安息。
She said herself, her heart was filled with peace.
无论这判决的结果是如何。
She said whether the lawsuit was favorable or not.
她说她里面有平安。
She said there was peace in her heart.
这个姐妹告诉我们，她遇见主之后的第二个改变。
And she says the second change she had after she met the Lord.
她就想到她这生活中一切的难处。
She remembered all the different difficulties in her life.
包括她和丈夫的关系。
And including her relationship with her
husband. 在家里面一切的事情。
Or all the problems she has at home.
都是因着他们。远离主太久。
It is all because they were far from the Lord.
他们没有好好的来认识主，来追求主。
They have not spent time to draw near to the Lord and to pursue after Him.
他发现主在他的生活中是那么的重要。
She suddenly realized how important is Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这不是人在聚会当中教导了他，所以他明白。
And it is not that anyone has taught her.At the meeting, so she understood it.
这非常简单的，就是姐妹在聚会中，她遇见了主。
But it is very simple that the presence of the Lord came to meet her.
她经历了复活的主在聚会当中。
She experienced that resurrected Lord in the gathering.
她就改变了。
And she was changed.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在主面前所求的。
And this is our desire also.
求他常将他丰富的同在赐给我们。
That His presence, the fullness of His presence will be with us.
叫我们每一个人
that every time, all of us,
包括我们的年轻人
including the young people,
高中生、初中生、孩子们
the high schoolers, the middle schoolers, even the children,
他们都能够在主同在的聚会当中能够遇见主
that they will meet the Lord in the presence of God.
叫他们来，叫他们回去的时候，与他们来的时候是不同的人
So they will be different on the way back from church than.When they came to church.
弟兄姐妹，我们是主的见证。
This is our testimony.
这是主所赐给我们的托付。
This is what the Lord has entrusted to us.
我们感谢主的是，在聚会当中，我们有主的同在。
We thank the Lord that He blessed the gathering with His presence.
弟兄姐妹，你知道我们这个聚会本来名字叫什么吗
？Do you know the name of this fellowship in the very beginning?
我们本来的名字是。休斯顿基督徒见证聚会。
We used to call ourselves Houston Christian Testimony Assembly.
这是我们从主所领受的托付。
And this is the entrustment we have received from the Lord.
我们在这里聚集，乃是为着我们的主耶稣基督做见证。
We gather here, it is so that we can bear testimony for our Lord Jesus.
虽然我们蒙主的恩典，我们聚会当中有主的同在。
And it is by His grace that His presence is with us.
但是我们在主的面前有更深的一个祈求。
But we have a deeper desire before Him.
就盼望主能够叫我们的聚会有更丰满他同在的实际。
That there will be a fuller reality of His presence among us.
叫我们能够因着主的同在，我们被主来改变。
And because of His presence, we can be changed by Him.
叫我们能够因着主的同在，他的见证在我们身上，在聚会当中越过越明亮，越过越刚强。
So that because of His presence, because of His grace, His testimony can burn brighter in us.
弟兄姐妹，感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise the Lord.
我们是主的。
We are His.
见证是主的。
The testimony belongs to Him.
这是主今天在我们身上，在我们家中，在我们聚会当中，他所要恢复。
And this is what the Lord is trying to recover from our life, from our family, from our gathering.
愿主得着他所当得的颂赞、荣耀和一切的尊贵。
May the Lord receive all the praises, honor, and all the glory.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，因为我们是你的。
Because we are yours.
主，我们是你的见证。
We are your testimony.
主啊，是你复活荣耀的见证。
We are witness to the glory of your resurrection.
主，我们感谢赞美你，把这么贵重、这么宝贵、这么大的一个托付赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us such a great entrustment.
主，虽然我们还常常软弱。
Even though we are often weak.
但主，我们感谢赞美你。
But we thank and praise you.
主啊，因为见证是你的。
Because this testimony belongs to you.
主啊，因为我们是你的。
And we are yours.
主，愿你得着你所当得的。
May you receive what you deserve.
愿你的爱在我们里头一直的来激励我们。
That your love can continue to burn and encourage us.
主，叫你在我们个人生活中
In our personal life,
在我们的家中,
in our family
life, 在我们的聚会里头,
in our gatherings,
你得着你当得的地位,
that you can receive the first place.
赞美我们的主,
we praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名,
in Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.